Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, October 19th, 2020. This morning I will talk about surprising priorities. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you for your gift of salvation available to us through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, who, as our great High Priest, transcends our weakness, having been tempted as we are, yet without sin. For out of him, by means of him, and into him all things were created, sustained, and restored, for which we are grateful. In the power of your Holy Spirit, work in us to complete our journey from isolation in our natural selves to the person that we were created to be, from isolation from others to persons able to offer hospitality to others, and from isolation from God to people of faith. Enable us to follow the example of Jesus Christ in life, in death, and in resurrection, was merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, even during persecution. In Jesus' name, amen. In Hebrews 4:15 we read, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin." When Christ enters our lives, we begin the journey from our natural selves to the person that God created us to be. This journey transforms our self-image, our faith, and our relationships as we exchange acts of the flesh for fruits of the Spirit. These transformations can be joyful as we grow in personal knowledge, in faith, and in relationships. They can also involve painful losses because fundamental change is inherently difficult and losses must be individually grieved. The change required in the journey of faith is often compared in the Bible with challenges in marriage. The newlywed is almost always joyous at the initiation of marriage, yet the journey from me to we in the first few years of marriage can also be challenging because old relationships with our parents, siblings, and spouses must transform into new ones. The joys and challenges of marriage over those first few years inform the tensions that we experience within ourselves, with God, and with others over a lifetime. The first three Beatitudes focus on tension with oneself, humility, mourning, and weakness. The second three Beatitudes focus on tension with God, zeal, mercy, and holiness. The last three Beatitudes focus on tension with others, peacemaking, persecution, and being reviled. What is most striking about the Beatitudes is that they reveal that Jesus honors humility, mourning, mercy, and peacemaking much more than we do. Jesus honors the poor in spirit, the humble, which does not come naturally to us. We prefer naturally to build physical strength, self-esteem, assertiveness, and influence over others. Only through the power of the Holy Spirit are we able to grow in humility and to see it mature into the character trait of meekness. Jesus honors mourning. We do not naturally mourn over the sin in our lives, and mourning is the only emotion among the Beatitudes. Other emotions are closer to our hearts and we seek comfort, not transformation. Yet it is when we pour out our hearts in mourning that we turn to God. This may be why the Apostle Paul admonishes us to rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Jesus honors mercy. Mercy is one of God's core values, and it lies at the heart of Christ's atoning work on the cross. We see God's love primarily through the lens of his mercy. Mercy is hard for us to ask for and even harder to give, which is why we see the hand of God at work in the simple act of forgiveness. Jesus honors peacemaking, shalom. Shalom forces us to step outside our comfort zone, perhaps more than any other beatitude. It is because by extending peace in all of our relationships that we deny ourselves and emulate Christ. Peacemakers must abdicate their privileges, take up their cross daily, dwell in solidarity with all people, and practice sacrificial hospitality. Jesus' priorities are clearly not our own, and they explain Jesus' focus on transformation, not just in the next life, but in this one. How we live and how we die matters in the kingdom of God. We know this not only because of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, but also because Stephen and 10 of the 12 disciples followed Jesus' example and became martyrs for the faith. Jesus' example poses a paradox when he admonishes us to treat persecution as a teachable and redemptive moment. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. This is Matthew 5:44. The power of love is revealed when it is unexpected and unearned. We see this power in Christ's words on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." This is Luke 23:34. It is through Christ's atoning sacrifice on the cross that we are reconciled with God and experience the depth of His love. Jesus' priorities are not naturally our own, but He admonishes us to embrace the Beatitudes and the creative tension that they engender. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.